This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not just to others, but to yourself, and showing yourself that you can stick with something that you said increases your confidence. And so that goes back to my last point of believing in yourself, because having been consistent, you've kept that commitment. Again, not just to others, but to yourself. And that, as you continue to practice that over time, it increases your confidence in knowing that, hey, I can do this. I can continue to do this. I can push past the adversity. I can push past the life moments that are happening around me, and I can still do this and be successful at it. Style crew, we are back for another episode of Style and Conversation, and every episode is extremely special to me, but this episode is unique in the fact that not only is it the last solo episode that I'll be doing this season, but it is actually the last episode of season one. It is such a blessing and so wild to think that we are now 27 episodes in, and from this vision that God gave me and seeing it executed, and now we're here. So what I want to do this episode is share all of the things that I have learned from my first season. It's actually 10 things. And what's unique about these 10 things is that this is not just applicable to podcast hosts. However, if there are any podcast hosts listening, these things can be applied to starting as well as maintaining your podcast. But this can be applied across many different areas of life, starting a business, starting a relationship, starting a new job, whatever the case may be, this can be applied across multiple facets of life. So the other unique way that I want to kick us off, what my listeners don't know, well, one of my guests from our voter rights and voter suppression episode, our amazing guest, Gary, actually shared with everyone that I do like to pray for my guests. I offer that. I ask if they're comfortable with that before we start our episode. And so because it is just me and this is the last episode of the season, I am going to pray us in before I jump into the talking points the 10 things that I've learned. And so I'm going to pray over this episode, but I also want to pray over you all as we end 2024, and go into 2025. So, Father God, I come to you. I thank you. I love you so much. I thank you for the blessing to be able to do this podcast, the fact that you have led me this far, the fact that you have brought all of these listeners to this platform, all of the guests that have been willing to share their expertise, their wisdom, their hearts, their stories with us. God, I thank you so much. I thank you for the prayers. I thank you from those that I know and those that I don't know, from everyone who has supported me along this journey. I thank you so much for provision. I thank you for each and every listener. I thank you for every person listening right now. My prayer is that as we enter the last few weeks of 2024, that any burden that they are carrying right now, they surrender that to you, that they leave it at your feet and begin the process of embracing the joy and the abundance of life that you give us. God, my prayer is that if they have doubts, that they have an encounter that is truly representative of you and confirms that anything that you have placed in their heart, that is the direction that they should go and lean fully into you and walk in total faith, and help them as well as help all of us with any unbelief that we face in the process, God. God, I just also pray for everyone during this time of year. I know the holidays represent joy, time with friends and loved ones, but God, we have to acknowledge that there are people listening that face sadness and uncertainty during this time. And so, God, I pray for those people and that you cover each and every person during this season and give them encounters filled with love, joy, community. Make sure that all their needs, financial, physical, emotional, whatever the case may be, that they are met in abundance. God, I welcome the Holy Spirit in for this episode. God, speak through me. Help me to be articulate and relay everything it is that you would have me to. And I just pray that this episode is a blessing to any and everyone that is listening. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. All right. So with that said, we're going to kick it off with our first point. Like I said, the purpose of this episode is to share with you all and talk about everything that I have learned on this journey of starting and continuing the first season of the podcast. So lesson number one. Trust in the vision God has placed in your heart. What everyone does not know is that this podcast, Style and Conversation, God placed this idea in my heart 2 years ago. So back in, I would say like summer, end of summer, fall of 2022. And I really started hearing this heavily. And what motivated me to do this is that the podcast is an extension of my fashion and wardrobe styling brand, which is Styled by Jessica Lauren. Hence the name is Style and Conversation. And I have always enjoyed the art of conversation, engaging with people, giving them the space to share their story and exchange information. I think that that is a true art, and it's something that I really enjoy. And I enjoy having conversations with depth and with the intention of being educated and leaving a conversation better than what I entered. And also, another thing that sparked this is during my time of styling, when I actually used to reside in New Orleans prior to moving to the Atlanta area, and I had the opportunity to interview a few designers, jewelry designers, clothing designers, and that was my first stretch into something like this. And so that's what really helped me start to figure out that this is something that I enjoy, but there was a way for me to take it beyond the fashion and styling world, but still include a piece of that within this platform, which is why at the end of each episode, I have asked my guests a just lighthearted style-related question. And I've already mapped it out going into season two. There will be more fashion and style focused episodes, but for season one, that wasn't strictly a part of the vision. So taking it back to the vision, it was on my heart for a couple of years before I actually started. And I had only told my boyfriend about this at the time. And then I started to, at the top of this year, speak more about it to people close to me. And I didn't share it with many people for a few reasons. One, I was still trying to map out exactly what I wanted to do and how I wanted to execute it, because I didn't just want to put BS out into the world. That's one of my favorite quotes that I heard from one of my favorite entrepreneurs of the Honeypot. I heard a podcast interview that she did, and one of the things she said is, don't put BS out into the world. And so that standard of excellence was ingrained in me, and I didn't want to just start this without having a clear vision and also without being able to be consistent, which is something that I'll talk about later in one of the other lessons. But when I did start to share this with other people, let me back up. That's the ability to be consistent and be excellent is one reason why I kept it close to the vest. But also, I had somewhat of an idea, but not an excellent idea on how to pitch guests. And that being in that state of analysis paralysis did cause me to wait 2 years to start. But I also think timing is everything. And I'm glad I didn't just jump into it when the idea first came to me. I'm glad that I took my time doing so, because looking back now, I would wake up in the middle of the night and have ideas. And I have this long note on my iPhone of ideas that I have from 2 years ago. And I was looking at it the other day, and I noticed that a lot of these ideas ended up being manifested this season. And even when I had some of my guests on, my good friend Jeremy, who is the host of the 2020 podcast LLC, y'all make sure you check that out. He was one of the few people that I shared this vision with and actually sought his advice, because I have respect for him and his wisdom in this space. And he brought that to my attention that, just, you know, I remember when we had our call talking about this, and now you're doing it. And it's amazing to see those things come into fruition. So the other part of that is taking it back. Trust the vision that God has placed on your heart. When he has placed the vision on your heart, he will send people and resources along to help you accomplish and execute the vision. Prior to this, I was not a podcast host. I had been a wardrobe stylist. I had a career in marketing. And these are things that I knew how to do, but I didn't know how to be a podcast host. I didn't know how to upload an episode to different platforms. I had no idea how to edit. I had no idea. I shared with you all that my friend Jeremy so graciously offered advice to me on the different platforms to use and potential ways to monetize and things of that nature. I have another girlfriend, Mary, who also had experience in the podcast space. She shared her wisdom with me. My other girlfriend, Jerrica, of Highly Favored Enterprises. She is the only reason that you all have episodes to listen to because she taught me how to edit and how to utilize the software that I have. And I share that to say, just trust the vision that God has placed in your heart and He will send the resources. The second lesson that I have learned is start. Hey, Style Crew. I want to talk to you about the sponsor of the first season of the Style and Conversation podcast, which is Bite Authority. I am holding their multi-collagen protein, which is the very first product that introduced me to their brand as a whole. So I came across their multi-collagen protein after doing about a month of research to find the right collagen for me and my lifestyle. And I was looking for a collagen from a reputable company that had customer service that was available, that provided the daily recommended dosage of collagen, didn't include any sugar. They had a variety of flavors that appealed to me, or non-flavor in case I wanted to include it in my coffee or a smoothie one morning. And that's how I came across Bite Authority. I gave it a shot 1 month. And after that, I was hooked. I became a recurring customer. And now, 2 years later, they are a sponsor of our first season. So because of that, we have a special code for the listeners of Style and Conversation.
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Which is Styled by Jess. That code is spelled STYLEDBYJESS. And that will get you 15% off their entire collection of products. In addition to their collagen, they have a variety of products for your lifestyle, whatever your needs may be. They have several supplements and tablets. So one of the tablets that I consume a couple of times per week is the Melt PM. And this actually aids in sleep support, appetite control, metabolism boost, and helps to reduce cravings to help with all of the things that aid with maintaining a healthy weight for us ladies. And so this is another product of theirs that I really love. And they have, like I said, a variety of products for whatever you're looking for. So just to tell you a little bit more about Bite Authority, at Bite Authority, we believe everyone should be able to take their health into their own hands, and we envision a future where health and nutrition products are found on counters in every single household. We pride ourselves on being an absolute authority when it comes to health and wellness supplements and set the standard on providing high quality, science-based, clean, tested, and proven products for every person from every walk of life. Bite Authority can now be found at GNC retail stores, as well as other retailers nationwide, and has gone international in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Panama, the Caribbean, and Africa. For more information about Bite Authority and our commitment to promoting women's health, wellness, and active lifestyles, please visit www.biteauthority.com. And that is spelled V-I-T-A-U-T-H. O-R-I-T-Y. All right. Make sure you use the code STYLEDBYJESS, and then let's jump back into this episode. Once you have the vision and you have a well thought out process as to how you are going to execute the vision, start. Don't delay it. Don't allow self-doubt or fear to kick in. Just start. Remember what I said. When a vision is placed on your heart, the resources will come to start, because that vision was placed on your heart by God for a reason. So just start. My third lesson that I learned is to believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. And this is important because when you are learning something new, and even just every day as human beings, we're always going to be encountering a process, a lesson, a new individual, things that we don't know. And sometimes you don't know what you don't know until you encounter that. But when you have belief within yourself that you are able to learn a new skill and move past the adversity and the challenge of that moment, you will be able to push past that. So that is my third point, which is to believe in yourself. Number four, be consistent. Being consistent is important because, so to relate it to the podcast and then life in general, I did not want to start the podcast until I knew that I could consistently upload episodes on Thursdays. Once I figured out that Thursday was going to be my date of release each week, I wanted to make sure that I was able to commit to that, making sure I had the capacity, enough episodes in the vault, enough ideas. And that was important because I think that now, looking at the analytics, I have consistent listeners from all across the world, which is such just an amazing blessing to me. But those listeners anticipate, and I have said that episodes will be released on Thursdays. And don't get me wrong, there have been moments where here and there, the episode may be uploaded early on a Wednesday, like our holiday and seasonal depression episode. There are exceptions, but the point is that I was releasing an episode each week and intentional around it being on a Thursday. So the other reason it's important to be consistent, I have found, is that being consistent and keeping that commitment, not just to others, but to yourself, and showing yourself that you can stick with something that you said, increases your confidence. And so that goes back to my last point of believing in yourself, because having been consistent, you've kept that commitment. Again, not just to others, but to yourself. And that, as you continue to practice that over time, it increases your confidence in knowing that, hey, I can do this. I can continue to do this. I can push past the adversity. I can push past the life moments that are happening around me, and I can still do this and be successful at it. So be consistent. My next point, lesson learned. Be receptive to feedback, but also stick to your vision. So I had this vision for this podcast. I knew the types of conversations that I wanted to have, the types of conversations that I didn't want to have, the types of guests that I wanted to have, the types of guests that I did not want to have, and the type of recording environments that was feasible and best for not just my schedule, but for the platform at the time. However, I do believe in being flexible and being receptive to feedback, especially from those that are closest to you and that love you and are and wish you well, and they believe in what you're doing. And so when that happens, is you'll have people that offer advice and feedback based off of just simply wishing you well, which is an amazing thing. So during this process, I had people close to me that would advise me to make an episode based off a certain entertainment topic that was happening at the time. I received the feedback. I would listen. But ultimately, I had to remain confident in the fact that this is the vision I have. And if I could not discuss these certain topics with integrity and without it turning into a gossip-filled environment, I wasn't going to do it, because that is not my goal with this podcast. Wasn't necessarily, no, not necessarily, not at all. It wasn't to create sound bites to trend. My goal with this podcast and the vision was to create a safe, vibrant space for women to come and be educated on topics such as style, fashion, beauty, relationships, entrepreneurship, and later, as the podcast evolved, it developed into discussing faith, my journey with faith, other guests, listen, their journey with faith, as well as I hosted the election series. So politics, but in an educational way, not in a combative way. And being new to this space, I have to be honest that there were times I was tempted and I got caught looking at someone else's paper, noticing how many followers they had, and then in my head that immediately interpreted to, oh, they must have a certain number of listeners and all these sponsorships because they're talking about these topics. But I stayed true to what my vision was. And with that, I was rewarded in the process because I encountered people who would approach me that I had no idea were even listening to the podcast regularly and saying, oh, Jess, like your episode on your Father's Day episode really blessed me. You know, I've encountered a loss. It really helped heal me. Or I really enjoyed the episode Glowing Skin with an Esthetician because I have nowhere to start in terms of my skincare journey and developing a routine. And or the very first episode with my best friend Megan, someone saying to me, you know what, I really saw myself in you all and I felt like I was having a conversation with two friends. Hearing that feedback confirmed for me that I was on the right path by sticking to my vision. I also had people, again, with the best intentions, approach me and say, oh, well, you know, the next step is to get into a studio and record that way. I have no doubt that at some point, let me back up. I see the benefit of being in a studio. I do. However, with where the podcast is now and the guests that I'm interviewing, not everyone. Matter of fact, I think I've only had a handful of guests. If that may be generous, that are based in the Atlanta area. They've been based across the US, Southeast, whatever the case may be. So just to put it frankly, I don't have the budget right now to fly guests to Georgia. And so if I limit myself to just recording in a studio, I'm limiting the education that you all can get from these episodes. So I do see the benefit. At some point, I'm not opposed to it. I have some things that I'm working on for a live show, but, and this would be for next season. But right now, this is the platform that works for me. Number one, for it's the most convenient in order for me to be able to get content out to you all in a timely manner and make sure that you all are educated and I'm sticking to the vision. And logistically, it just doesn't make sense for me right now. So I say that to say, be receptive to feedback from people that care about you and really believe in what you're doing and see it going places. But ultimately, stick to your vision and don't overexert yourself trying to keep up with the Joneses or appease anyone providing feedback. So my next lesson is, which takes me to my next point, which is keep your eyes on your own paper. I touched on this a little bit And this is a lesson that one of my girlfriends, Asia, who was a part of the first surrender episode, she shared this with me. And it's really stuck. When, as human beings, especially now, we have access into each other's lives more than we ever have. So it's a lot easier to get distracted by what we're doing, get discouraged when we're not getting the results that we think we need to get rapidly, and look at someone else's paper and think that we need to copy, imitate, do exactly what they're doing, however you want to phrase it. But I'm a firm believer that there is nothing wrong. If you see a great idea and there's a way to implement it, if it works within your vision in a genuine way, do so. But don't completely change yourself or start doing something that is completely outside of your realm simply for worldly gain, whether that's financial gain, popularity from followers, whatever the case may be. Believe in yourself and keep your eyes on your own paper. My next lesson is allow God to use you and be receptive to all of the ways the directions that the journey may take. When I started this podcast, I had no intention of, I wasn't hiding from it, but I definitely had no intention of speaking about my faith. And me speaking about my faith on this platform is something that happened organically. It wasn't forced, but I am grateful that it did happen, because I'm of the opinion now that because this is not technically a quote-unquote faith-based podcast, that there are some listeners who could be listening that may have doubts, may have experienced church hurt, or maybe trying to figure out what exactly faith and developing and having a relationship with God means for themselves. And I am just sharing in an organic way. I'm just sharing simply what's on my heart and allowing the Holy Spirit to give me the words as I'm speaking in these episodes. And my prayer is that someone is blessed from that, but I'm not doing it and there's nothing wrong with any podcast out there that is doing this. Let me make this very clear. But I'm not doing it in a dogmatic, fire and brimstone, whatever kind of way. I'm just sharing my journey and attempting to do so in a non-intimidating way, because that is what ultimately grew my faith in my relationship with God. So the other thing is that I had no idea when I started this podcast that I would be sharing my abortion stories. That was not on my bingo card. I had no idea I would be telling y'all my business like that. I thought that was something I would keep to myself and just stay in my little corner in my shame and not talk about it. But it was necessary, because there was someone, and there will be someone that will listen to that episode, that needs to hear that to release that shame and grow deeper in their relationship with God. And so I share that to say, be receptive to the ways and the directions that your vision can go, life can go, your relationships can go, your friendships can go, and just trust that God has you through the process as long as you are walking out what He has instructed you to do and you're walking by faith. Our next lesson is rest on purpose. This is something that I learned throughout this process. So I had the first 10 episodes mapped out, and this has been a one-man show in terms of pitching guests, handling social media and the promotion, and editing and all of the things. And I would say by maybe like episode 20, I started to feel a little fatigue. And what that taught me is that I needed to make sure I was prioritizing rest. Rest is an asset. And the way I needed to do that within this season in relation to this podcast was going into season two, put a cap on the number of episodes. Because after I reached a certain number of episodes, I didn't actually think about how many episodes I wanted to have for season one. I really just allowed things to flow organically this season, which I don't regret at all. It turned out to be a great thing. But for season two, I already am anticipating having more responsibilities on my plate, especially in Q1 of next year, and increase. And so I need to prepare myself for that, which means that I'll be putting a cap on the number of episodes. There are going to be certain things in terms of the podcast that I will be outsourcing because I need help. And that is completely okay. And the podcast will be better for it. I will be better for it. And because I'll be better for it, I will have more overflow for you all. So we have two more lessons. So the next lesson is ask for what you need and then allow people to help you. So during this process, I, like I said, learned what I didn't know. And I'm someone that at this season in my life, and this rather, not this season, this stage of my life, I'm okay acknowledging what I don't know. And I am becoming more comfortable asking for help. This is not a strength that I previously had in terms of asking for help. And I think, honestly, I dealt with a superwoman complex, and Black women, we need to let that go. God didn't put us on earth to do everything by ourselves. We were made for each other, for each other. So let's lean on each other. So I have had to ask questions in terms of, hey, I'm not sure how to actually do this in terms of editing. Can you show me? Or what has been your experience with this platform? Or, hey, I like to bounce this off of you. Or I just released this new episode. Can you help me by simply resharing it? Can you help me by leaving a review? These are all things that are necessary. And you will have other things that come up. If I have any parents listening, you may need that trusted aunt, cousin, good friend, whoever, to help you in terms of picking your child up from school or leaning on them to tutor your child in a certain area that you're not well-versed, or asking for help in terms of navigating financial things, starting that fitness journey, starting a business, whatever the case may be, ask for what you need. Ask for what you need. That's why you have these relationships in your life. There's no shame in asking for help. And if that person in particular that you first go to isn't able to help you, go to the next person and or ask them, okay, I appreciate you for listening and you're not able to help me with this. Is there someone else that you can point me in the direction of? Give it a try. Give it a try. And my very last lesson, this is a big one. Clap for yourself. When you accomplish and or start executing on something new, or if it's something that you're just proud of, it's okay to be proud of ourselves and to clap for ourselves. It helps and it's amazing when we have the applause and the support of others, but that doesn't always exist for everyone. So I want to encourage us to, yes, of course, lean on our loved ones for love and support, but also in the process, make sure that you're clapping for yourself and acknowledging your hard work and efforts when you accomplish something new and tackle something hard. This is an amazing thing. It's worth celebrating. You are worth celebrating. You are worth clapping for. Let's run through our lessons again. Number one, trust in the vision God has placed in your heart. Number two, start. Number three, believe in yourself. Number four, be consistent. Number five, Be receptive to feedback, but stick to your vision. Number 6, keep your eyes on your own paper. Number 7, allow God to use you and be receptive to all of the ways and the directions that the journey may take. Number 8, rest on purpose. Number 9, ask for what you need, then allow people to help you. And number 10, clap for yourself. With that, I just want to close out the episode by thanking you all for being on this journey with me for season 1. Season 2 will air in February of 2025. And I will announce that date a lot closer. It will likely be the first Thursday in February. Again, keep up with us on social media. Our Instagram handle is style_andconversationpodcast. And I will be sure to announce everything that way, keep you all abreast on what is coming up. I just want to preface you all. We have some exciting episodes and things coming up for season 2. There are going to be some really exciting, interesting guests, some exciting conversations. And I'm just believing that these things will really have a great impact on you for 2025 and anything that you want to accomplish. I also want to ask you all for your help. If there are any topics that we haven't covered this season that you would like to hear discussed, send me an email. My email is styledbyjessicalauren@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I'd love to hear your feedback. And the other thing I wanted to ask you is that if you have been impacted by this season, please leave us a review on Spotify, on Apple. Just make sure to comment, and I just would be extremely grateful. Also, be sure to follow my YouTube channel, which is Styled by Jessica Lauren. All of the episodes are uploaded there visually, so you can see everything. If you are a visual person and you like to view your podcasts as while you're listening to them. And again, follow us on Instagram, style_andconversationpodcast. And just thank you so much for your support. If you are a praying person, continue to pray for the success of the podcast and that God will continue to use this to bless people, that guests will be attracted to what it is that I'm doing and want to share their expertise, and that listeners will be blessed through this platform. So again, I thank you all so, so much for your support and for rocking with me for my freshman season. I can't wait to see you all in February of 2025 for my sophomore season, season number 2, and all the amazing things that will come in season 2 and all the amazing things that will come in each of your lives in this upcoming year. And I can't wait to see what, look, we have a lot of days left in December. God can do a lot, okay, in less than a month. So until season 2, and I'll be talking to you all soon. With that, we are out for our season finale, season 1 finale of Style and Conversation. Thank you, Style Crew. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at style_andconversationpodcast.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.